Yes, Pakistan is one of the most dangerous places for the media. I can give you my own example. From last couple of months, I am not sleeping at my home. I changed my place after 2-3 days. I am forced to send my children out of Pakistan. I have not even allowed my wife to live with me. The Taliban and the intelligence agencies, they are also threatening me. I'm not the only one in Pakistan. A lot of other journalists, they are also facing the same kind of situation. We are in the crossfire. We are facing threats both from the intelligence agencies and the Taliban and the other militants. And in the last 10 years, more than 95 Pakistani journalists have been killed. They were assassinated. They were kidnapped. And then their dead bodies were thrown on the roads. Vulnerable place in Pakistan for the media is the Balochistan province, where there is no writ of the state. Then the Pakistani tribal areas, very, very dangerous for the Pakistani journalists, even in the capital, Islamabad, where I live and from where I am talking. So the problem is that the government of Pakistan is failed to provide any kind of security to journalists. Every day, some senior journalists, they contact me. We talk to each other about the threats. And, you know, we are helpless. And it's very difficult for us to continue this profession. But we are doing that, and we are hopeful that one day the government will be able to provide us security.
So almost a year to the day, you yourself were the target of an attempted assassination. If you could just tell me about that particular incident.
In November 2012, a bomb was planted under my car, and the reason was that the Taliban attacked Malala Yousafzai, a young girl who is campaigning for the girls' education, and the Taliban attacked her, and I supported her on my show on Jio television, and then they sent me a letter that they will target me, and after some days, a bomb was planted under my car, and then the Taliban accepted the responsibility. On the other side, the security agencies and some intelligence agencies, they are also not happy with the media. They also threat myself, other journalists.
Hamid, the government there has said that protecting journalists is a priority, but you're saying you don't have the confidence that that statement will be backed up with action?
You see, whenever we call upon the government to take some actions for providing security to our colleagues, they say that we are short of the funds, we are short of the security personnel, and especially our colleagues in the Balochistan province and Fatah province and the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, they are totally helpless.